winner over Oklahoma. The teams have split the first two games of the series, and head coach Randy Mazey is here. Coach, congratulations.
Thanks. That's as sweet a victory as we've had all season. You know, it's a great team, a great program. In the last two games, I think, you know, if you come and watch these games and didn't know anything about either program or tradition, you'd think we were a better team because I think we've outplayed them the first two games.
A lot of keys to this, and Dan Dierdorf was just here a couple of moments ago saying he didn't have his best stuff, but, man, he gritted through this one.
I mean, that's what he always does. You know, he finds a way to mix all of his pitches. And didn't have his breaking ball very much today, but he grinded it out, kept grinding, and finding the strike zone. And in the seventh inning, you look up, and they've only got two runs, you know. So he did what we asked him to do, give us a chance to win late in the game.
And in that inning where you retook the lead, obviously the key blow was Tuntlin's home run, but what made that possible was Jake Bryce's hustle to beat out that double play. If he's doubled up there, then Tuntlin never gets a chance to bat.
Yeah, there's no doubt. His legs got us all the runs that inning. And, you know, when you get a lead and you can be a little more free at home plate, the fact that he beat that out may have got us to five runs in the eighth inning, too. So, yeah, that's part of his game. He can really run. So, and we're known for hustling. You know, you watch us play, we kind of hustle and play with energy, and that's why.
We've seen the explosiveness of this offense today, and I know it sounds silly, but how good does it feel when your 4 and 5 hitters take the ball out of the ballpark? I mean, that just sets everything up.
Yeah, you know, the way our lineup falls, you know, we've got guys at the top of the order and the bottom that can run a little bit. And last night we play hit and run a lot and move some guys. And today the matchup with the pitcher wasn't as good, so we were going to have to stand there and swing the bats. And, you know, I challenged the guys before the game to bounce back from the tough loss last night and hit like we did last night. And every time I've challenged this team so far this season, they've responded. So
we talked about Dierdorf, but Pascal Paul